Thank the Lord this morning for another opportunity to look into the Word of the Lord. It is where life is found. I'd like this morning to notice two verses in the 7th chapter of John. John 7, 37 and 38. If you have your Bibles. It says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and he cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. I'm thinking this morning of where Jesus said and the Spirit said to the churches in Revelations, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Let him hear what the Spirit is saying. And this morning I am very much inspired to deliver this message from the Son of God. And if you have ears to hear this morning, hear what the Spirit has to say to you. Did you catch what Jesus said? Did you catch the invitation to you personally? It said that in the last day, that great day of the feast, it was the eighth day of the feast. It was the day that they offered sacrifices to Israel, on behalf of Israel, for themselves, as opposed to the other nations that they offered sacrifices to the previous 7 days. And it was thought of at times as the last day. It was the great day. This is the day now for that's personal. It's for us. This is offering sacrifices to God on behalf and with us in mind. And Jesus, it said that he stood up and he cried, saying unto them, if there's any man among you that thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. Perhaps there was water that was poured out at an altar. I don't know. The Lord so often used what was going on around Him to bring out truths. And at this time, He stood up and He said, if there's any man, if there's any woman, if there's anyone out there that thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. And he that believeth on me, as the Scripture said, if you believe on me, as the Scripture has pointed out, that if you believe that I'm the Messiah, if you believe that I am the Son of God, as the Scriptures has brought out, then out of your belly, from the innermost place of your heart and your soul, there will be a river of life that can flow out from your innermost being as a living a stream is sourced from deep, pure, living waters that come out just in that way if you will believe on me and if you will come and if you will drink. You will find in me life and light and love from the innermost part of your soul, from the Holy Spirit, and it shall be unto you as a river that comes out, that brings life. And I note here that Jesus did not communicate this offer, this truth, with hesitation. But it said that he cried out. Did you capture that? He cried out, and he didn't cry out from a sitting position. But the Scripture here says that that he stood. He stood up. He wanted to project this message to every single person that he could reach, that could hear his cry to all people. So emphatic, so powerful, so stirring, so personal, so current, so much the answer. You say, the answer to what? What was it the answer to? It is the answer to everything that matters. He cried out the answer to everything that matters. Yes, Jesus lived life like we live life. The Lord attended to things in life that are going to pass away, duties of life that were necessary. Spent time on things that won't be paid any attention to when we cross over unto the other side. But this was his overarching purpose. This was his passion. This is why he came. And when Jesus speaks, when Jesus stands, when Jesus cries out, may we also stand. May we also take notice. May we come forward and listen and come and receive. Because Jesus yet cries out today the same message of hope and deliverance this morning. What does it mean to cry out? When a person cries out, you are increasing the sound, the decibel level of your voice in an endeavor to rise it above background noise. Right? Maybe babies sometimes aren't intentionally trying to increase above background noise. But when we cry out, we're trying to get above the background. We are conveying a sense of urgency, aren't we? We are expressing ourselves about something that we feel strongly about. We cry out. There's something that is stirring within our souls, within our being. Have you ever heard people cry out from way down deep? I have. I remember a time, and I've communicated to some here this morning. But I remember years ago, before we moved, I think it was 1999 to be exact, and I made a trip to Louisiana from Oregon. And I was on Interstate 20. Approaching Monroe, having no idea that that was going to be my home 8 years later. And there was a motorcyclist in front of me. And as I relate this story, I ask that the spiritual analogy not be lost. Think spiritually as you listen. There was a motorcyclist directly in front of me, no cars in between us. And we were traveling at a good rate of speed down Interstate 20. And I saw him become distracted. I watched it all unfold. He lost focus on what mattered most. He got distracted with something that in the end had so little value. And with that distraction, he lost control of his bike. And he lost control of the consequences that the elements had on him. And I watched him lose his bike and hit the ground. And I do not exaggerate when I tell you that I watched him bounce like a log across the road, like a runaway log off of a truck. And I stopped as quickly as I could. And by that time, there's a little bit of distance between me and where he ended up in the road. And I began running towards him. And as I ran, and my insides, of course, it was a very traumatic thing to watch. And I knew I was approaching something that was outside of anything I had approached before. I heard him before I ever got there. I didn't hear enunciated words. I heard a cry. I heard noise that was coming from way down deep. Urgent, desperate cries of, I need help. And I got to him, and when I got to him and looked at him, one of his eyes was already all the way shut, completely swollen shut. He had become blind in that eye for the moment, and he couldn't see. Follow spiritually with me, folks. And he had blood coming from his head. That place that is the center of where we make decisions and where our judgment is, where the decision-making process takes place. He was bleeding. He was in great need. He had no helmet of protection on. He was riding without a helmet. And it showed. He was having a hard time breathing because that shields the heart and the lungs was broken, literally broken. And every breath he took, he was struggling and in pain. And his body was torn and bleeding in numerous places because he became exposed to the elements of life at a high rate of speed that got outside of his control. And there he lay, helpless, in great need, and still very vulnerable because of the traffic, because of his condition. He couldn't help himself. He was at the mercy of whatever there was to help him in that great time of his need. He didn't count on it happening. He had plans. He thought that day was like every other day. But it wasn't. And it was that day that he came to the recognition that he was in trouble. And I think about this world, people in the world, and I think about us right here in this congregation. People that are helpless and broken and crying out with great need. Cries that sometimes aren't enunciated with syllables and ways that we can always understand what people are trying to say, but crying out nevertheless. So many of them are crying out with souls that are wrecked and ruined. Unexpected events in life that can come up on us without warning, making the things that we thought was so important so very unimportant. There are many souls all around us that are charging through life and maybe haven't come to this place yet where their cries are being heard. But eventually many come to unexpected heartache and disappointment and dead end, facing needs that they are unable to address by themselves. And this morning, I know that I'm not preaching to a big group of people that don't love the Lord. I feel like that this message this morning reaches all of us too in so many ways. Do you know that we too as Christians face realities of life? Oftentimes ourselves, our loved ones. We face situations in life that hurt. Sometimes we feel like we're blinded and we can't see to know where to go or what to do. Sometimes we as Christians feel like we get in tight places and it feels like it's hard to breathe life. Oftentimes we feel overwhelmed, vulnerable, and our souls cry out from way down deep within because we thirst. And this morning, brothers and sisters, I want to let you know in the fear of the Lord and on the merits of the Word of God that Jesus hears those cries from within your soul. And He stands up. And He cries out to you, saying, "If any man thirst, if any man," there's no qualification on it. He didn't say, as long as you haven't already put in for Christianity. He didn't say, if you are worthy and you thirst. He didn't say, as long as you have been a good steward of what you have been given in life. He said, if any man thirst. If you thirst. If you have a desire in your soul, if you have an unmet need that is causing you that feeling where you have parched throat and an empty soul and darkness and being overwhelmed, if you thirst, any man, if you will, come unto me. Not just come, but come and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. He has something that so completely answers our needs that it becomes as living water that comes from deep within us. Jesus has light and life and love to impart to all of us in our time of need. Accessed by what? Belief in Jesus. Do you believe in Jesus this morning? Do you believe that He's God's Son? Do you believe that He loves you? Do you believe that He hears your cry? Do you believe He's a personal God? The Word of the Lord tells us that He is. And the Word of the Lord tells us that He cares enough to stand up and take notice. He cares enough to cry out, to get above the background noise, to get above the voices of doubt, to get above the voice of fear, to get above the voices that second guess, to get above the voices that say, quiet down, you've already had your turn. The Lord's not crying out for you. You were supposed to have come a long time ago. You've received your portion. This is yours now to deal with. He said that He cried out to whosoever will, to any man that would come. When you're feeling alone, when you're feeling in need, when you're feeling overwhelmed, cry out the louder like Bartimaeus did to get above all of the reasons why you should have to settle with your current state of being. Cry the louder. And here is a central part of the message this morning that I feel especially inspired with. Again, I feel like the enemy is in the business of trying to tell us that our time as Christians has somehow passed to cry out to this extent. That somehow this experience that you've had with the Lord, whether it be 6 months or a year or 5 years or 10 years, perhaps you've lived for the Lord 30, 40, 50 years. And we can get in those places and start feeling like that the spiritual burdens that we carry are ours to carry alone. And that's just how it is. And I'm inspired today with the word of the Lord that Jesus stood and He cried and said, if any man, if any Christian, if any person thirsts, come unto me and drink. Yes, we have a part to play. The Lord asks us to come. We have to be willing to come. We have to be willing to come and drink. But if we have a willing and obedient heart, the Lord's promise is to us. And so Jesus invites all that thirst to come and to drink. For us to stand. For us to cry out. For Christians to take action. I fear that sometimes we hold back in worship, I fear that sometimes we hold back in crying out praise. Sometimes we hold back in crying out our need. Sometimes I feel like we hold back in being bold in our coming to the Lord with our needs. Maybe we whisper them. Have you ever tried literally crying out before God? I feel like sometimes that the enemy's one of his tools to defeat us is to silence us and to try to get us to bottle up our experience at a very low decibel level. And I am not at all this morning trying to promote an emotional experience where it's just loud and noise, and that is not what I'm preaching today. But I am inspired this morning to encourage us that we not hold back in crying out in our seeking, crying out and taking action, crying out before God. And if it means going to a place by yourself and increasing the decibel of your voice, if you've never tried it, try it. Go somewhere and cry out to God. Literally, from the innermost parts of your soul and your heart, cry out to Him and express the need. Sometimes I fear that we hold back the joy that the Lord would like to flow through our individual lives. And the Lord stands, and He sees all of that. And so He stands up to try to get our attention. And He cries out and says, "Is there anybody out there that's thirsty? Is there anybody out there that feels like that you're having to settle with a lukewarm experience? Is there anybody out there that feels like that you have sinned a sin that is keeping you from having peace with God?" He's crying out and saying, "Is anyone thirsty out there?" And He wants us to hear His cry. And He wants to hear our cry in return. A cry that acknowledges to Him, "Lord, Lord, I'm helpless. Lord, I need help. Lord, I'm vulnerable. Lord, I'm in a place that is beyond what I'm able to do for myself." It's a cry of submission. It's a cry where we set self-will on the altar. And we submit ourselves to the sovereign will of the great shepherd who has come with an offer to lead us into places of peace and rest. The call is to believe, to come, to drink, to experience abundant life, to have faith that the Lord is able to do for us what we are not able to do for ourselves. And when we humbly cry out in need, Jesus cries out with the answer. And this morning my message is that we feel an increased sense of urgency this morning to be more passionate in our efforts. As Christians, perhaps as neglectors, as sinners, ones that perhaps are discouraged, maybe we feel blinded and bleeding and hurt. And the Lord is crying out and looking for a people that are willing to do the same. And that we would give ourselves to seeking God and a connection with Jesus Christ with a passion that comes from deep within, that we might be able to receive what He has to offer. Because, folks, that is where life and rest is found. Half-hearted effort, half-hearted seeking, perhaps wistfully watching Him pass us by is never the answer. And yet, that is what so many do so often. This morning, Jesus yet stands. And He yet cries out to any man, woman or child, that is thirsty, to come with an offer of life. Do you hear Him? Do you hear His invitation? Do you hear His cry? Listen for it. For it is at the feet of Jesus where our rest and peace is found.